This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Tara Troy. Tara is a gastroenterologist. She's the founder of her own practice, Comprehensive Intestinal Health. She graduated from Rush Medical School, also studied at the University of Chicago, been practicing for 15 years plus or so. And we're going to talk to Tara about a number of questions related to GI and professional women and so forth. Tara, can I ask you to take a moment and in 30 seconds, introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Tara Troy, as you said, and I am a gastroenterologist who's been in the Chicagoland area for over 20 years now. And I recently opened my own practice, a new style of gastroenterology practice and endoscopy center called Comprehensive Gastrointestinal Health in Northbrook. And it is going wonderfully.
Well, congratulations on the founding of your practice. It seems like such a throwback to have great people founding their own practices again. So congratulations. Tell us, Tara, two or three of the big trends in GI today or endoscopy today.
Absolutely. So get used to hearing the phrase, the gut microbiome. This is going to absolutely be where science makes the biggest leaps in understanding of many disorders in the decades to come. So the gut microbiome references the trillion organisms that reside in every individual's body. And what we're learning is that they have an incredibly critical role, not only on gut function and symptoms, but other things like colon cancer risk, mood, metabolism, liver disease, cardiovascular health, and neurologic disorders like Alzheimer's and autism. We're just really in the infancy of learning how to analyze about these bacteria within us. We're far away from manipulation, but it is where we will make leaps and strides in the years to come. That's one huge arena. And then the second is this new field of gastroenterology called psychogastroenterology, which is focused on appreciating and understanding the importance of the mind and gut connection. Everybody knows about butterflies in their stomach, but this can be taken to a much greater level in certain conditions like irritable bowel syndrome. It can have a big impact in inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And we're learning how to optimize the relationship between the mind and the gut with both medications and other non-medication interventions that can be provided by counselors and behavioral coaches, which I made certain to include in my office.
Well, thank you. And let me ask you this question. It's a changing world in terms of women's empowerment, more and more women's leadership. What's your best advice for women professionals and professionals in general?
Well, I would say the most important thing that I've come across in these almost 2 years that I've created this new practice is respect and build your network of women and take advantage of their wonderful knowledge and resources, whether they be peers, mentors, or practitioners in similar fields. I would say the invaluable advice, contacts, referrals, marketing opportunities, and encouragement that I've received has been just a treasure. And I think, these people spanning 20, 25 years back in my career have just popped out at the right times to provide information, inspiration, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. So that's critical. And then the second big piece of advice, and I think this is for all people in business, is just to trust your gut when you are making big decisions, especially when partnering with vendors or other professionals. They may be reputable business people that are a fantastic fit for someone else, but if their style or personality or communication is not what suits your needs, find someone who does.
Thank you. So both in mentorship, building relationships, working with other people, just critical to long-term success. Tell us for a moment, Tara, about your practice and how you decided to start your own practice.
Absolutely. So my practice is a little bit different than some of these traditional larger medical systems where you might see a gastroenterologist. And I made this smaller setting in response to some frequent complaints that patients would vocalize. One is that they are really wanting a better patient experience. They don't want to feel just like a number. They want to be able to have better communication with their caregivers, and they want to be participatory in the decision-making of their evaluation and treatment. So I try to create a small, personalized, warm, almost spa-like environment that is staffed by just spectacular professionals who not only know their stuff, but very importantly, know how to relate to an individual's specific needs and preferences, not one size fits all. They can not only formulate these treatment plans, but are able to communicate the knowledge and get a patient on board. And then just little things for patient convenience, like evening and weekend hours, you know, not having a call center, actually having a human being that can answer their question, answer the phone, or promptly return their voicemail or email. And then what was also really important to me is the endoscopy side of things. Colon cancer is the second most common cause of cancer deaths, but probably only about half of people who are supposed to get colonoscopies actually do. So I tried to make the most gentle, streamlined endoscopy experience with as many little touches as possible. And then the other big difference is that patients were really desiring getting to the root of their problems. They didn't just want me to prescribe a medication to cover up their symptoms. They wanted to fix what was causing them in the first place. And that's where it was critical to have on staff this dietitian, the behavioral coach slash counselor, because things like nutrition, that gut microbiome that I referenced, the mind-gut connection, weight management, those underlie a huge portion of the cause for GI symptoms and diseases. So we come together with a coordinated team approach to tackle all the aspects of these really challenging issues. And it's wonderful to have this common goal and plan and communication amongst us practitioners, because when patients would go to try and seek out these ancillary resources on their own, they would be so frequently frustrated and overwhelmed by the massive variety of options, conflicting information, differing recommendations. So this comprehensive, cohesive approach has just been working beautifully.
Well, that's fantastic, and thank you, and so excited to see somebody build their own practice today. It's really exciting to watch in today's world. And let me ask you a follow-up question to that, which goes into the motivation to build your own practice. How do you keep yourself excited and motivated day-to-day, week-to-week, year-to-year? You've been through a long haul as a physician, medical school, residency, private practice. How do you keep yourself excited and motivated in this time of, looming burnout and so forth?
Well, I think that's a direction I could have headed down, and creating this new style of practice where I am giving good quality medicine, where both I'm fulfilled and the patients are fulfilled, has just become addictive. This positive feedback and the improvements we then see in patients have been such an immediate gratification that I am just so focused on fine-tuning the process to make the best possible patient experience. And to try and keep my tank filled to keep honing this process, I try to listen to the advice that I'm giving the patients, prioritizing sleep, nutrition, that care of that gut microbiome that I keep talking about, you know, making sure I'm getting regular exercise, but also travel and fun with my friends, my family, my coworkers, and the support and encouragement that I've received from all of them is, absolutely incalculable. I'm so fortunate to be surrounded by the people in my life.
Well, that's fantastic. And one final question or two. What are you most proud of from the last year or so, most proud of? And it might be founding your own practice. It might be something else. And then if this year goes well, what does that look like?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I'm proud of was that moment that I officially took the risk to create this practice, just choosing to make that leap, because my life was great. It was good. So to make that decision to have this big change and this huge undertaking, that was something I truly am proud of. And then the fact that now I've been able to bring it to reality, and that this incredible team that I've assembled is making the practice so successful, and that we're practicing you know, medicine in such a fulfilling manner is a big win. And then if things go well, what does this next year look like? Well, the very exciting news is that because of the positive response and patient demand, we're already expanding the space. I just signed the lease last week to extend into the adjacent suite and create dedicated spaces for both the dietitian and the counselor so they can more optimally provide their unique services. And then the step after that, we'll be bringing on another gastroenterologist as the demand continues to grow.
Well, congratulations, Tara. It's really amazing what you've done. And I guess the proof is in the pudding that you're already signing on for additional lease space. So congratulations. And at a time where retail is so tough, your landlords must just absolutely just love you. But I want to congratulate you as well as your patients, because you can't do it without your patients loving you. So congratulations on all your success so far. And we can't wait to keep following it over the next several years. Just congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, Tara. Just magnificent.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.